I mean, it's such a long time, I had some time finding out which was the last surah we did actually. But from what I can gather, the last one was Surah Al-Fajr, if I'm not mistaken. No, sorry. The other way around. Surah 91, so we're going the other way around. So the last surah we did was Shams. Shams. So today we look at Surah Al-Balad, which is Surah 90. Most of the Mufassirs are agreed that this is a Makkan surah, though there are, like always, some exceptions. It says possibly only a few ayahs at the top are Makkan and the others are revealed in Medina. And none, as far as I can see, for the whole surah has given any asbab in nuzul, when it was revealed or why, on what occasion. Though for one or two ayahs they have sort of said that this relates to certain incidents or certain sayings or certain behavior of certain people, which we'll see inshallah. The ayah starts, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, the surah starts, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, La uqsimu bihaza al-balad. La, you all know, no, uqsimu, I do not swear, bihaza al-balad, by this town, city, place of dwelling. And this refers to Makkah. One point which Mufassirs have mentioned, and it is also not very, so this is not the only surah, is that before a question you have La. The La here is not of negation but of emphasis. Doesn't mean I don't swear. Certainly I swear. It means the opposite. I mean, it's sort of giving the meaning of emphasis, because I mean, they argue what? Ways of saying, I do not swear by this. No, I swear by this city, by this dwelling place. And Makkah has been, and that refers to Makkah. And as we all know, Makkah has been regarded by the Arabs, even before Islam, as a very sacred place where everybody was allowed to dwell in peace and without disturbance, especially in the Haram. وَأَنْتَ حِلٌّ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدِ. And you hill. Hill literally comes from halla. Halla is to open. Open north. Now, you see, all languages are dependent on the people, and you have to go and look at the people. And then it gives you a better understanding of how all these things come. The roots, I mean, then the various forms of the word. I mean, it makes life really easy if you see what the origin is. Hill is opening the north. Now, Arabs previously were nomadic people. And what, when nomads open the north, what do? They open the north of their camels, and there, so they stay. They come down, dwell in this, in the place. So hill also is dwelling, to stay in a place. Because that's when you open the north of all your baggage and camels and tents and start pitching your camp. So even hill is, and then also if you take it further, hill comes, and halal and all this stuff. Hill and haram, for example, are also there. Hill meaning something that is open for you. You can do it. It's halal. It's not tied up for you. So that's what I mean. I mean, everything sort of follows in the language. I mean, things, words, when they are related, they have something original. I mean, the original meaning is still there in it. And that's why this ayah has also caused certain sort of problems for Mufassirs. One simple and, verse which is understood, most of the Mufassirs have mentioned this, and even look at the translation, most of the translations sort of say, وَأَنْتَ حِلٌّ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدِ. And you are residing, you are staying in this, city. And maybe the importance, as far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran is concerned, even the importance of Makkah, I mean, it has been added to the importance by your staying in it. It has achieved more importance. Now, others have actually taken a different meaning, which would sort of turn it around, says, by this sacred place, by this sacred dwelling place, by this sacred town, city, وَأَنْتَ حِلٌّ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدِ. Despite of its sacredness, despite that everything is safe, even the plants, they don't hurt the animals, the insects. وَأَنْتَ حِلٌّ, but you are halal, you are mustahil. Means for you, for them, they do not see anything in disturbing you, in killing you, in making life extremely difficult. Hill is in that sense also. For example, when you, especially in ihram, when you are even in safety term, when you sort of take the ihram, you become hill. You are sort of allowed to do anything. وَأَنْتَ هِلُّ. And for example, Saeed is hill when it's shooting or hunting is halal, is permissible. So anta hillun, you have become hill for them. You, despite of this, so the others have taken this meaning of you being sort of mustahil, being it's okay for them not to sort of to think everything else is haram, to disturb anything is haram, but you have become a target or an object for which they have got no respect. Despite of your staying in this place, and the others have said this is sort of a a prophecy to the Prophet. So look, wa anta hillun bihada al-balad. That certainly a time is going to come when you will make whatever is sort of haram for them, whatever is sacred for them, permissible for timing. And they refer to this one hadith which says the Prophet said, this place is forbidden. Any to disturb, to kill anybody in this haram is forbidden from the day of judgment, and so from the beginning until the day of judgment, for everybody before me and after me, except for me for 1 hour, when he conquered the city of Mecca and he wanted to kill the biggest enemies who had taken refuge in Kaaba. He said, except for this hour. So when nobody ever said that the Prophet made it halal, he made it clear that this is the only hour that I am allowed to go behind or to kill and to grab anybody, no matter where they are. And one of them was actually sticking to the cover of the Kaaba, and he grabbed him and killed him. I mean, one of the biggest enemies. Except for this hour, never ever will this be allowed, and never was it allowed before, except for him. So they say that this report, but I mean, they obviously have the plain meaning. There is nothing wrong. It is healed, and you are staying in it. I mean, that is the most sort of thing, the first thing that comes to mind, and the easiest, and the one which flows with the meaning of the rest of the surah. So by this town, by this sacred town, by this, I swear by this town, and you are staying in it. You are living in it. You are dwelling in it. For walidim wa ma walad. Walid is, as we all know in our Arabic, walid is father, we say. Or it could, I mean, in the general terms, as we say, it could mean parent, I mean, father or mother. So if only referring to a mother would be walida, but if you refer generally, then walid could refer to anybody who gives birth or is parent or parents a child. Wama walada, and what is born for child. So what, for example, Mufassirs have defined like anything. Well, what is this referring to? Walid, and by the father, by the parent, and what is given birth. What? Here it is ma, not man. And what is given birth. One another thing which we must remember, in Arabic, walid is never used for non-human beings. You don't call a cow or a bull or an ox a walid. I mean, never. Walid is specifically for human beings. So there is sort of, and here also another point to understand what the Mufassirs are saying, that this walid is nakira, as they say, not marifa. It's not wal walid, not al, not the father, but any father. We just refer it to a father. Literally a father, or by the by a father. And wama walada, and what is given birth. Now Mufassirs have said walid, others have said means Adam and everybody, by Adam and all his children, or by others have said no, Makkah is for specific relation to somebody, and that is Prophet Ibrahim. Not everybody, not all walid, I understand. No, it refers to Ibrahim. Wama walada, and what was given birth, and that is Ismail. Others have said no, Ibrahim and all his children. And there have been Mufassirs say there is no need to limit, and there is no sort of reason to say that it refers to anybody. It means mankind, all mankind, because all of them are either walid or ma walada, it comes in it. So by all this mankind. And because the next ayah actually refers to mankind, to everybody. And also points out certain things that is there in the birth, walada, that is, and what is given birth, in birth also, from start of birth, and which is sort of very manifest in the birth. So they have said that means all. And as I have always pointed out, I mean, the aim here is to actually show the literal meaning and give the opinions of the Mufassirs that show what are opinions, and so that you can form your opinion. And your opinion is good as is Mufassir's opinion. I mean, they have said Adam, I can say Adam. They have said Ibrahim, I can say Ibrahim. Others have said the Prophet himself. These are all guesswork. There are no sort of reasons to believe from the ayah that it refers to one or the other. And the best, I mean, you can say is Dr. Chariati's father says that it refers to all human. I mean, I cannot see any reason why you should restrict to one or the other. And giving it, making it free for everybody, that means that can refer to Adam as well as Ibrahim to Anas. So walidi wa ma walad, and by the parent and what is given birth. To be politically correct, I say parent rather. Usually everybody says father, but literally, I mean, given freely, I mean, it means parent, right? Lakad khalaqna al-insana fi kabad. Lakad. Now these are the three customs, says, okay, which vows Allah swears by the balad and the Prophet who stays in it, and by parent and whatever is given by. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Now this is the answer of, always the custom is sort of related to jawab, or the answer of the custom. Why are you swearing? To give, tell you something really important. By God, I am going to do this, or by God it is like this, or whatever. We also do, we don't just swear for the sake of swearing. But we want to tell something, emphasize something, give importance to something, and this is what it is. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Lakad, verily, khalaqna, we have created insan, mankind, fi kabad. In kabad literally means hardship, suffering, tribulation, trials, something really, really hard, I mean difficulties. We have really, really created mankind in difficulties. I mean everything, his life from beginning to end is coupled with difficulties and hardships and tribulations, and there is no escape for him. No matter what he does, whether he believes in religion or not, I mean, hardships are there for him. And we find it, I mean, people say it's only religion. No, everything is hard. This is a fact which is trying to emphasize that everything, life itself is difficult. And that's why I said, I mean, ma'walada, someone said this. And birth actually makes it obvious. I mean, even birth is the most difficult part, actually, for the mother and the child, probably. Most difficult part. Everything from start to end is difficulties. There is no rest for it. And nothing is achieved easily on a platter. No, you have to work, and there is difficulties, tribulations, hardship, suffering. Whether you like it or not, life is like that. So Allah says that لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. We have really, we have created man in sufferings and tribulations and hardships. Full of hardships. He's surrounded by it. So if it is like that, I mean, nobody wants to keep bring hardship on itself. That the fact that you are immersed, submerged in hardship means that the world is not your doing. You are only a crow or a peg in this whole world. I mean, you are nothing. You have been put in there. You don't think that it is you who are running the world. You are not running the world. You have been put in it. And you are there and you are doing whatever you are supposed to do. I mean, you can't do anything. You, if it was your hand, I mean, you would sort of make life easy for you and everything. But that is not the same. So the next, أَيَحْسَبُ لَنْ يَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ أَحَدٍ. So does he think? Does he sort of have this imagination, this wrong thought? أَيَحْسَبُ لَنْ يَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ أَحَدٍ. That nobody has power over him. I mean, how can it be? I mean, you are full in trouble, in difficulties. Then obviously you are under something. Somebody has put you here. You aren't here out of your free will. Nothing is happening out of your will or the way you want. أَيَحْسَبُ لَنْ يَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهَا. So does he think that, does he imagine that nobody has, there isn't anybody who has power over him, whatever it is. and as far as religion and Quran is concerned, it's Allah. He has put you, He has power over you, He has put you, and all the mere fact that you are surrounded by difficulty shows that it is not under your control, there is some control over you. Now, the next, whenever they do something good, I mean, they sort of wonder, I mean, why I'm not getting the results? Haven't I done enough? And the thing is, no, never, nothing is enough. يَقُولْ وَحْلَقْتُ مَالَ اللُّبَدَى. And he says, this, I have spent, or actually, أَحْلَقْتُ is to make something perish. I have wasted a lot of wealth. مَالَ اللُّبَدَى is lot of wealth. I have wasted all this wealth. I mean, what has happened? Nothing is happening. And this is related that this is specifically in answer to a person who actually had converted to Islam in the early times, and he committed some sin, and the Prophet said he has to give so much fine or whatever, kafara and all. He said, I don't know what is wrong with this religion. Ever since I have followed Muhammad, every time I have to just keep on paying. Haven't I paid enough and done enough? يقول وحلقت مال اللو. He says, I have wasted a lot of money and I can't see any change. I mean, I can't see anything happening. I have given a lot in charity, given a lot in all these things, but what is the use? I mean, I have wasted a lot of money. أيحسب أن لم يره أحد. Does he think, does he imagine, أن لم يره أحد, that nobody, one is not seeing him, nobody is seeing him, nobody is watching over him. Okay, if you stand, there is somebody watching over you. He knows what is happening, what is the thing. And as it will come, I mean, just by spending a few pounds here and there, a few efforts there, things cannot be put right. Life is not that easy. It is kabad. خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. In hardship, you have to spend a lot, try a lot, work very hard, and give even more. Only then things can, you can achieve the end that Allah has pointed for you, the best end. أَيَحْسَبُ أَن لَمْ يَرَهُ أَحَدْ. Does he think that, or does he imagine that nobody, there isn't anybody watching over him? He thinks, I've done this, I've done that, boasting about this. No, there is somebody. And the next ayahs actually show that the one who has created you with eyes, with all these things, I mean, how is it possible that he can't be watching over you? Or he doesn't know how, what he's seeing and what he's hearing and doesn't understand this thing. So the next three ayahs sort of make us aware. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ. Aren't we the ones who has given him, نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ, two eyes? The Creator has given eyes. I mean, doesn't he know what seeing is, watching over is, to be aware of it? وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ. And a tongue and two lips for saying. I mean, saying and speech is something that is by which we convey whatever is in our minds. If you can convey, doesn't he know what is in your mind? I mean, doesn't he? He has created the mind and the means of conveying whatever is in your mind. Doesn't he know what is in your mind, what you are thinking? وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. And we have guided him on the two plateaus. Now, Najd literally means highland. And even sort of Arabia, one of the names of the Arabian plateau is Najd, is a plateau, highland. And here Najdain, all of us are agreed that Najdain is two sort of plateaus or parts on a highland, open parts on a plateau. Now why they are high, that others say high, they are Najda, said to be high, but it is evident for them. Everybody can see. There's nothing hidden. They are very clear. Just like the previous surah when we said that Allah has sort of guided us to whatever is right and wrong, shown us what is right and what is wrong. And here also, this basic concept of right and wrong, everybody knows. The mistakes they make is in identifying other particulars as to which is what is right and what is wrong. But everybody is agreed about right is right and wrong is wrong. Once they establish that something is right, they think that yes, it is right and should be done. And something that is evil or bad shouldn't be done. So وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. And we have guided him to the paths, the plateau, two plateaus, two paths which are clear and high. But what is here the trouble with mankind? فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَةِ فَلَا And he does not. اِقْتَحَمَ Now, اِقْتَحَمَ means to plunge into something, to go and storm into something without even, I mean, literally means without even thinking, sort of get on doing something, to do it and to take a very difficult task, I mean, a dangerous task, just plunge into it. Go and bravely sort of, or boldly or daringly face it and start doing it. And that is the meaning here. فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَةِ And he does not attempt. He does not plunge himself. He does not try. He does not endeavor. He does not throw himself into what? Into following al-aqaba. Aqaba is a path which is climbing up, or a path which goes over a mountain, where you have to strive very hard, tiring, very difficult to cross. It is going up all the way. And some people have even said it's just like something like a wall, I mean, as if it is a vertical ascent. Something very difficult. And the trouble with us or mankind, فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَةِ They do not plunge themselves, they do not throw themselves to start crossing this high and difficult path. I mean, it's obvious, I mean, we wouldn't throw ourselves, we wouldn't sort of storm ourselves and take easily and start attempting to cross. But there is no other way if you want to succeed. You have to throw yourself, start, plunge into this path which is high and difficult. And then the next ayah says, what are these difficult, or the beginning of this difficult path? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَةِ The sort of normal sort of Quranic formula. And what will make you know what is al-aqaba? What is this difficult, direct ascent? فَقُّ رَكَبَةٍ فَقْتَ means to break. And it is just like the other phrase used, تَحْرِيرُ رَكَبَةٍ حَرَّ means to free. Fakka is, you see, usually anybody who is in bondage, animals or slaves, I mean, they have something tied around their necks. So fakku rakaba, rakaba is the neck, to open. So fakka is to break the chain which is around the neck. So freeing the slave. What is rakaba? One of the fakku rakaba, freeing a slave, or breaking open the chain around the neck. Or أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْغَبَةٍ إِطْعَام, giving ta'am, giving food. When, not only, at times of ease, it's very easy, when you have abundance of food, when tables are flowing with food, I mean, throwing a few crusts to the poor is nothing, I mean, it may even happen by accident. أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْغَبَةٍ And feeding, في يوم in a day of ذي مسغبة ذي مسغبة means day of you see it's related, a day where there is lot of hunger, that's times of famine, feeding in the times of famine when there is lot of hunger around, and these are hard times, not easy times. When there is famine, there is nothing, I mean, you are not also getting enough. So feeding in the time, in the times of famine, times of difficulties. Feeding whom? The most vulnerable of the humankind. Yatiman za maqraba. Yatim, orphan, who has nobody to protect him. Za maqraba, who is related, who is near to you, is related to you. Aw miskinan za matraba. Or a miskin. Now miskin, people say, in English said probably it's taken from sakana. Sakana is somebody who doesn't move. A miskin is so sort of poor, there is no strength of moving, he's motionless. Miskin, and here it is even compounded by the next za matraba. Za matraba, weak, or we could say dusty, full of dust. And others have said that sort of means that between him and the dust there is no partition, there is nothing that weighs him from the dust. So he's fallen on the dust, he is on the ground, he's got nothing to lie on, to sit on, nothing, probably not even clothes, nothing separates him from the dust, the ground. So miskinan za matraba, extremely poor people. So So feeding these people, this is Aqaba. First, فَقُّ رَكَبَةٍ freeing the slave, أو إِتْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ دِمَاءٍ feeding the orphan and the very needy. Now this is only the beginning. If this is not there, I mean, don't hope for anything. Because the next ayah, this is nothing to do with iman or belief in Allah or anything. If this thing is not there, if your heart is so hard that you can't even do this, then don't even think of this entering Islam. Because ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْمَرْحَمَةِ then he becomes from those who believe. So belief is now coming in. If there, your heart is so hard that you cannot be moved by this thing, then belief will not even enter. I mean, there is no chance of you entering into belief. ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا then it comes from those who believe. وَتَوَاسَوْا Tawassaw is to command each other, to recommend to each other what is sabr. Now this going on Aqaba is a difficult thing. So one thing which we must have loads of it, and all hadith also sort of point to this, is sabr, patience, perseverance, to be patient in the face of difficulty, because this life is full of difficulty, no matter what. So that is one. Watawassaw bil marhamah. And they recommend each other. Marhama comes from rahma, mercy, to be merciful, to be kind, to recommend each other kindness, to be merciful with each other. Ulaika ashabul maimana. And these are the ashabul maimana, the companions of full of baraka. Maimana is something that most people have said that they go on. Literally, maybe right hand also comes from that. And they said that because those people on the day of Qiyamah will be given their books in the right hand and the good ones. But even probably right hand comes from the same group of things, something that is full of baraka, that is blessed. And because we do all good things with the right hand, I mean, it is a blessed hand. And the left hand is supposed to do all the dirty works, and that is a non-blessed. I mean, the hand with it doesn't have baraka. Right hand, everything that has baraka goes from there. So the people of those who are blessed, who have got all the good blessings and baraka of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other side, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. And those who cover, who shun our ayahs, our signs, whom ashabul mash'ama, the opposite of maimana. Wretched, misery, having no baraka at all. Alayhim narum mu'sada. And on them is a fire. Mu'sada, as we have seen before, is something that is covered. A pot which is covered with mu'sada. That has been firmly covered. So on them there is a fire which is covered. There is no escape from it. And as we said last time, the Imam said that this is those people that once they go into the fire, then there is still hope that they will come out of the fire because of shafaha. Because they have got good deeds and they are only being punished for the time being. But this is for those people who, after everything is finished, all those who have to leave the fire have been left, then Allah will bolt the fire out, saying that now there is no more escape, and those will stay. So this is for the hardcore of the kuffar. Those people who are not even moved by this sort of people who are so destitute as the orphans and the poor, and they will not give them anything. These are the hardcore. I mean, their hearts are extremely hard. There is no place for them anywhere except fire. And that is the end of the surah. Were there any comments or clarifications, please, for it? Before, coming, I always try to sort of have this thought, but I've never managed to put it in action, to sort of write the hard words and sort of bring it out from either Lane or something who gives very good sort of examples in English. I mean, Lane is a very nice sort of reference work to use, but I've never managed. I mean, because it's always the last night or the last day that I'm actually preparing, and I've never got around to it today. This is the idea of investing in